Hello, this is Tammy Graham, KSUT Executive Director, and I am really pleased to have joining me today via phone Ryan Brown, who is a part-time resident of Mancos and a part-time resident of Washington, D.C., and he is involved with Opera Lafayette, which is producing a really interesting opera in Mancos this October. Thanks for joining me, Ryan.
Well, thank you, Tammy. I'm happy to be here.
So, the Blacksmith Opera, a comic opera. Give us some context for how this came about and why it's occurring in Mancos and some of the pivoting that you and your crew have had to do to make it happen in the time of a global pandemic.
Sure. Well, this project, we call it an opera. It's really closest to a musical comedy in that it has alternates dialogue and song. And originally, it was an 18th century French work, which is something that Opera Lafayette specializes in. But I thought it would be perfect to sort of update to the 1890s West. And one of the reasons is because it includes inserted folk songs, and it was easy to insert American folk songs instead, and therefore include pieces which people probably know and tunes people probably know. And in fact, at certain points throughout, the actor singers ask the audience to join along in those songs that they might know. For instance, "I Ride an Old Paint" or "Red River Valley" or something, things like that.
It reminds me a little bit of, as a child, we'd attend, and certainly folks in the Durango area are really familiar with a melodrama as portrayed at the Diamond Bell Theater previously.
Yeah. Well, I used to go to those as a kid. I mean, I live here on my grandparents' ranch, and have been coming here ever since I was born. And in fact, I thought it might interest your listeners that my grandmother's family, Lottie Redder, her name was Walker, and she was born where the Piedra and the San Juan come together, which is now at the bottom of Navajo Lake. And for a long time, her younger brother ran a store that was Walker's and Arbeley's.
You've got some deep roots in this area.
Yeah. Well, my grandfather came here early too, and then they met over when Fort Lewis was below half spruce, and settled here again after having spent about 16 years out in California at the beginning of the Depression through the war.
The production of this opera it seems like it really bridges kind of your personal two worlds, right?
Yeah, it's the first time I've sort of combined my ranching and musical performance life, and that's nice because as I get older and I spend more time here in Mancos, I wanted to do something which really spoke to the people here and the history of the place, and this happened to dovetail with my performance life back in Washington and New York. And in fact, once after we do the residency here, the plan was to go immediately from the Mancos Opera House to perform in Washington and New York. But of course, everything changed with COVID. And back when we were starting to figure out how to reschedule it, Philip and Linda Walters, who are renovating the Mancos Opera House here, which everybody loves so much in this community, said, you know, the regulations, what with your performers and the space we have to provide for the audience, we can only fit 10 to 15 people in here at a time. And so I said, well, why don't we rehearse there, and we can bring in 10 to 15 people to hear a little bit of the rehearsal, but then why don't we perform here at the ranch, outdoors? And so we've been trying to sort of fix up the what was the old Menifee barn here on Echo Basin Road in Mancos, and make it a performance space. We're going to put a stage in front of the barn, and then have people spread out in the hay fields behind us and set bales of hay so that for family groups apart from each other, so everybody feels comfortable. And then hopefully, someday if it's popular enough, we'll bring it back to the Opera House when we can.
Well, it's one of the more interesting pivots creatively, I think, that I've seen in our area in terms of events, and so many have had to be canceled, and the fact that you found a way with your team to have a safe event and that still keeps the really wonderful history, you know, of the area alive and well on that historic ranch.
Well, I think we're crossing our fingers that it's all going to go, and. In fact, it wouldn't be the first time that there was some French fiddle music on this ranch. One of my grandmother wrote down the stories of George Menefee. He was her stepfather, and he was a real raconteur and real storyteller. And in this book, Cow Talk, one of the things he talks about are these dances by which two fiddles played. And the names of the fiddlers were Lafayette Guyman and Clark Brattain. And I remember going up beyond Hogback up here and looking down, the Forest Service had a little sign that said Guyman's Cabin. And then when I learned his first name was Lafayette, and our group, of course, is Opera Lafayette, I thought, there's a connection we have to draw on. And in fact, when this house was built, the Menefee House, those fiddlers came and sort of, they had a big dance to get it started. So we're coming full circle.
It's really a wonderful story. So let's talk for a minute about these sneak peek sessions. And my understanding is, at the time of our recording this interview, there are still a few tickets left for one of those outdoor performances.
Yeah, for October 9th. That it's a collaboration with a lot of groups in the community. It's a collaboration with the Manx Creative District. And with Philip and Linda Walters of the Mancus Opera House, and with the Mancus Schools, Andrew Soletta, who's a music teacher there, because we're doing one program with some kids, a separate program, and then playing those folk songs, and then we'll include some community musicians with our professional musicians on the main stage performances. They'll be playing those folk songs, and then we're here on the ranch, and the first performance is going to be a benefit for the Cattlemen's Association, the Mancus Cattlemen's Association, and that's on October 9th, for which there are still tickets. We added that because the two that were benefits for the Mancus Creative District had been sold out, and so we're hoping that it keeps expanding in the week before we come to the ranch, we're going to be every day about 5 to 5:30 or somewhere between 5 and 6. We're going to let 10 people at a time in at the to hear a scene at the Opera House and to see what Philip and Linda have done with the renovation of the Opera House. And then on Saturday, I think we'll have multiple half hour periods where people can come in and out and see. So they'll get a sneak peek and then hopefully come to the show here outdoors on the 9th, 10th, or 11th.
It sounds like a lot of great opportunities for folks to interface with the Blacksmith Opera. I think perhaps the best place, if folks want more information, is for them to go to the MancusCreativeDistrict.com website. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and that's spelled out, MancusCreativeDistrict.com.
Great. Well, this is so wonderful, Ryan. I really, I've been kind of watching and chatting with you about this for, it feels like well over a year now, and to see it so close to fruition, and even given all the challenges with COVID that you and the district have found a way to move forward is really commendable, and really looking forward to it. Thanks for all your hard work on this.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So are we. It's been a long time in the planning and a lot of plan Bs, Cs, and XYZs, and here we are, and we'll hope to see people there.
Wonderful. Once again, I'm speaking with Ryan Brown, who is the director of the Opera Lafayette, which is based in Washington, D.C. They're producing the Blacksmith Opera. It's a comic opera, which will be taking place with performances outdoors in the Mancus Valley in early October. More information at MancusCreativeDistrict.com. Thanks again, Ryan.
Thank you, Tammy.